Good morning, everybody. I know you thought you got rid of me, so bad penny keeps turning up. I wanted to preach on the first reading from the book of the prophet Haggai. There are only two chapters in the book of the prophet Haggai, and the context is this. The Jewish people had been exiled to Babylon for 70 years, so they'd been completely destroyed, completely humiliated. And had it not been for the fact that God was sending them prophets in the exile saying, "Relax, I have not abandoned you, and I will eventually return you to Israel, to Jerusalem." Had it not been for that, I'm sure they would have fallen into despair. So eventually, miraculously, King Cyrus, out of the blue, just suddenly up and declares, "All the Jewish exiles, I want you return to the temple, and I'm going to send you money, and I want to rebuild the temple." And they were just like, "Well, this is a complete miracle. We were absolutely destitute, and God takes some pagan king and suddenly zaps him." So this is the context. The people of Israel have been in Jerusalem. Now imagine this. You've been exiled for 70 years, 70. And you come back, and it looks like, imagine a war had just devastated your city. There's nothing left. Everything is flattened, everything is destroyed, and then it's been abandoned for years. Nobody there. And you have to show up and just say, "Well, now what? We don't have money. We don't have a lot to work with. How do we even start?" This is kind of the context. And in this moment, after they've more or less set up shop and got themselves established so they can live, God sends the prophet to them and says, "Why are you building yourselves houses and you haven't built my temple?" And the question is, they're looking around at each other and saying, "Build your temple with what? We've got nothing." And there's a lesson in there. So often you and I look for, we have this mentality, once X, Y, and Z fall into place, then I'm going to do something for God. Once, whatever it is, if I make a certain amount of money, then I'll be generous at the church. Once such and such a circumstance happens, then I'll dedicate my time. Once whatever, then I'll start praying more. And God is saying, "No, start now. And then I will give you what you need. Start now in faith when you don't understand how I'm even going to be able to do it. And then I will bless you and I will make it possible." And I think that's a real lesson for us. That's a constant challenge in the church. Do we have the faith to start things, to give God a blank check when we don't even really know how it's all going to work out? Every saint, if you look at the history, saints are always doing stuff with nothing. Most recently, I guess, you know, the example of EWTN. You guys all know EWTN, the TV and radio and internet and all that. Media empire, Catholic media empire. Well, Mother Angelica was a nun in a convent, and she received the inspiration, and she's like, "Okay, build here." "With what?" "I don't know, just start building. Get a loan from the bank, and then how am I going to pay it back? God wants me to do this. He's got plenty of money. He'll figure it out." And he did. Now, caveat. There has to be an authentic inspiration from God in the first place before you do that, or else bad things could happen. But I think, again, this first reading and this entire story of the rebuilding of the temple is a lesson for us. We want to start, once we get a certain amount of security, we want to be willing to start things. And God is saying, "Start without any human security, and I will become your security."